It's Thursday, December 16th, 2010. I'm Kyle Kelms. With me is Becca Bacon-Martin, editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
Now, I'm going to make a sweeping assumption that last night, everyone who listens to us went to see I'm Dreaming of a DuPont Christmas.
Okay.
So they're all geared up, gung-ho, their sides hurt from laughing, their faces hurt from grinning, and tonight, they should go see every Christmas story ever told.
Basically across the street.
At the Nadine Baum Studios at the Walton Arts Center. If you saw Theater Squared's The Complete Works of William Shakespeare Abridged, this is not by the same playwrights, but it's the same idea. Three actors are supposed to do a Christmas carol. It gets hijacked and becomes every Christmas story ever told, and then some.
And almost every Christmas carol ever sung.
All at once.
Yeah.
It's really funny. The Los Angeles Times called it a winking assault on virtually every secular seasonal classic since Charles Dickens. It has Jim Goza. It has Jordan Haynes. It has Sean Philip Mabry. It's directed by Morgan Hicks. That ought to be endorsement enough.
Exactly.
And it's at 7:30 at the Nadine Baum Studios. Tickets are $22 to $24, and it will be happening through December 26th.
Sixth, right.
And Janae Fleener is back in town.
Yes, outside the lines.
Springdale native who has a successful career in Nashville. She is back for the holidays, and she will perform a couple of times while she's here. She plays fiddle in Martina McBride's band and has recently released a new EP. And she'll play tonight as part of Songs in the Ville.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Which is up at the Mount Sequoia Retreat Center.
Right.
Tonight. And tomorrow and Saturday, she'll be at Good Folk Productions with Outside the Lines. Don't just walk up to the door at Good Folk Productions and expect to get a ticket.
No.
It will go badly. It is 521-1812. Tickets are $20. And tickets for tonight's event are $10. And it starts at 7:30.
Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers every Friday, including tomorrow.